Hi everyone, this is Tyler Eanes, and today we're going to talk about school segregation. Yes, you heard correctly, segregation. Many will say that segregation does not exist, and that it is a thing of the past. And well, for a brief moment, one would think that they are not wrong. The United States has come a long way from the days of legal segregation. Although segregation is illegal, it is still relevant in the education system by means of school districts and zoning laws. So, let's dig in. The public school system is made up of school districts, and the students who live in those specific school districts are required to attend that specific school. So, how is that a bad thing? Well, public schools are funded through property taxes, meaning that the cost of living in a specific area can determine the quality of education a student may receive. Many urban cities consist of peoples of African American and Hispanic backgrounds, to whereas many of the suburban areas consist of a more white demographic. For example, let's take a look at two different cities. We'll look at Compton, California and Whittier, California. These two cities are not very far from each other, but the students that live in these cities experience a completely different educational experience from one another. The city of Compton has a very low property tax rate. This city is run down and is filled with housing known as the projects. And well, since this area is a low-funded area, facilities and programs are not well equipped to provide for their students. According to the California Assessment of Student Performance and Progress, more than half the students from the 3rd and 12th grade are below the standard. In comparison, the Whittier Union School District is better funded and has more of an adequate access to facilities and programs, and majority of their students are near the standard ranking mark, which leans towards the middle. The issue of segregation has been a long-standing issue in the United States. Across history, segregation in the academic world has been relevant, dating back to the Native Americans. This appears frequently throughout history, where schools are categorized by race. Prior to Brown versus the Board of Education, segregated communities and establishments were legally accepted. It was no secret that these things were separate. Plessy versus Ferguson ruled in favor of separate but equal. As long as citizens were afforded the same establishments, hey, it was legal. Brown versus the Board of Education and Mendez versus Westminster were both two important cases that influenced the desegregation of schooling establishments. Both families were fighting for access for their children. The case of Brown versus the Board of Education changed the world dramatically. By winning, the Supreme Court ruled that separate is not equal, and that establishments, including schools, shall be desegregated. So, back to how this affects us today. Since segregation has been legally outlawed, the implementation of school districts and zoning is used just as another way for holding power over a specific group of people and keeping them from schools and areas where people of color are less desired. Again, public schools are funded through the property taxes. So with that being part of our world, if you live in an affluent community, you are more than likely to be provided with access to well-resourced public schooling. With the act of zoning schools, it denies and excludes students who live in underdeveloped areas the right to well-funded education and facilities and programs that will help in their advancement academically. These students are not given an opportunity to excel because they are being held back based on their geographical location, and that is just not okay. All students deserve the opportunity to have learning experience that is both positive and adequate. So, for starters, we can allow students to have a choice in where they attend school. Allowing students to be part of their learning will give them not only a sense of autonomy, but will also allow them to be more exposed to the world around them. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in.